is that we don't speak enough foreign languages, unlike them Europeans, for instance. Witness this typical scene in a typical street in a typical town in typical Europe.
Excusez-moi, monsieur, je suis un Français, je suis plutôt ici à Copenhague.
Excuse me, sir, I'm a Frenchman, and I've lost my way here in Copenhagen.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte, aber ich kann nicht Italienisch sprechen, ja.
What? I'm sorry, I don't speak Portuguese.
Mais non, monsieur, j'ai la détection et boum, boum.
Would you be so kind as to direct me to the nearest sex shop?
Ich habe hier eine kurze Weile von Frankfurt angekommen, Fahrt.
I have just arrived in this country from Frankfurt with donkeys and ladies. So perhaps you can help me with a little cunnilingus. I am looking for a sex show performed by transvestites featuring homosexuals engaged in corporal punishment, as is popular, as is much favoured in England.
In England.
England?
England,
yeah. You are from England. It is beautiful, the weather.
Football, monsieur.
Bobby
Charlton.
Bobby Charlton is a good football.
Princess Anne is describing the
I just want to point out at the end of the Neil Innes radio obituary that I did have the option to play the Yola Tango medley from a different year from WMFU where they did Mr. Apollo. And I thought that would have been relevant, given that last week we played Boogie Wonderland as part of the medley with Chantilly Lace from Yola Tango on a different Murdering the Classics edition, but I decided not to do it because who wouldn't want to play Ready Mades? That's what I say. And hopefully you will agree, especially as we wrap up the Neil Innes radio obituary and move on to the penultimate radio obituary for Norma Tenjia. Tenjia. I'm sorry. Tenega. I practiced this earlier. I should be better at this. The penultimate radio obituary for Norma Tenjia, the American folk and pop singer-songwriter, also a painter and experimental musician. In the 60s, her big hit was the single Walkin' With My Cat Named Dog. She also wrote singles for Dusty Springfield and various others. Went on to work as a percussionist, mostly playing styles of music in the bands Baboons, Hybrid Vigor, and Ceramic Ensemble. Norma Tenjia just passed away at 80. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Push. crazy wonder, choking up my mind with perpetual dreaming.
a pretty name, pretty as a pearl. What a pretty girl.
Interesting number of Bubbles in the Think Tank class, or Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites and bee's knees in tonight's episode, but they've been not like the big flashy name ones, but they've been all over the place. That last one was a bee's knee from way back in 2011, a good chance to remind you that next week is the bee's knees for 2019. We'll see how that goes, because I can tell you at this moment, I don't know. I just don't know. We'll see how it all works out. But yeah, next week, it's the bee's knees. I never know what to call it. It's not the best of. It's not my favorites. I don't even know. I just don't know what to call it. Stuff I like that was released in 2019 that I got. That's what it is. And then the week after is much better. So much better than that. It's going to be Kirsten sitting in for Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's nice to have another woman's touch here at the program. So she'll be here to take care of all of you listeners. I'm going to be really excited about it. I might even try to listen from another country. I've done it before. I could do it again. It's ridiculous to do. I won't do it. I say it. I never do. That's not true. I have done it. You know what I'm trying to say here. I do believe. We'd do anything for kids? Yeah, 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Learn how you can help end childhood hunger at feedingamerica.org. It's a message from Feeding America and the Ad Council. Feels weird doing a public service announcement in the second half of the program, but this was an all-radio obituary episode tonight. I actually ended up cutting some stuff unexpectedly, but correctly, thank you. So we're running just a smidge early, so we'll see what we do with that at the end of the ultimate radio obituary for Jack Sheldon. He was an American bebop and West Coast jazz trumpeter, singer, and actor. He was the music director on the Merv Griffin Show, and you heard his voice on several episodes of Schoolhouse Rock. Of course you did. He recorded with Stan Kenton, Art Pepper, Jerry Mulligan, Curtis Counts, so many people. His two best-known pieces from Schoolhouse Rock that you can probably know right off the top of your head, Conjunction Junction and I'm Just a Bill. He also brought that back as a piece on The Simpsons about making an amendment. It's a little sad. Jack Sheldon just passed away at 88. This is one that our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., was very excited about. I mean, as excited as anybody gets about a radio obituary, he was. It's always hard to figure out exactly what the right words to use in this conversation are. We've talked about this a million times before, but this is one of those times that it comes up again. But he had thoughts. I had a singular thought that I could not pull off. Because I just couldn't find it. I just could not find it anywhere. There is a Sheik of Araby out there, but I couldn't pull it off. I tried. I spent way, way too much time trying to pull that off, but didn't manage to do it. But I do have a different one of those songs that we'll open this one up with. This being the ultimate radio obituary for Jack Sheldon right here. On your freeform radio station, WMFO Medford, and Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
couldn't find any Boston beans there. When Captain John Smith came in 1614, he was the first diplomat that the Indians had seen. If they had Boston beans, then I really wouldn't know. I gotta admit, that was a long time ago. No beans in Boston, plenty of fish, Chinese food if that's your dish. Steaks and chops are a beautiful fare. I couldn't find any Boston beans there. Horse that night and lit those lanterns before the big fight. He must have been hungry when he got back. Boston beans would have been a beautiful snack. They have some tea leaves left from that well-known party. Great museums if you're feeling hearty. They have Cambridge and Harvard and MIT. They didn't have any beans for me. No beans in Boston, plenty of fish, Chinese food. That's your dish. Steaks and chops are a beautiful fare. I couldn't find any Boston beans there. I love Boston, but there's no beans there.
nearly wraps up tonight's ultimate radio obituary for Jack Sheldon. And it starts getting us close to the end of Bubbles in the Think Tank. But like I mentioned a little earlier, I did have to cut something. So I'm wrapping up a little earlier than normal. So I decided I'm going to use that opportunity to do the thing that most people expected and have me play my two or three top Bonzo Dog Band cuts. Or Neil Innes. But not as part of the official radio obituary, just as part of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. Like I said, one final tune to go out on for the Jack Sheldon radio obituary, and then a couple after that to wrap up the program with a little more of a hat tip towards Neil Innes. And yeah, so we won't wrap it up until this next song or two. No, just this next song. Let's wrap up this ultimate radio obituary for Jack Sheldon right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is one that I bet Freddie probably knew I was going to play. We'll see about that. Thanks a lot, Fred.
To spend one night with you, be it all around me, to reminisce with you, that's my desire. To dance where gypsies play and let our hearts hold sway down in that dim cafe. That's my desire. To sip a little glass of wine, eyes divine, to feel the thrill of your kiss while pressing your lips real close to mine, to hear you whisper low just when it's time to go, darling, I love you so. That's my desire.
Thank everybody for hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group tonight. I'm sure I'll give you another shout out at the end of the program, but it's always just so nice having you there. That's all I want to say there. So the ultimate radio obituary now wrapped up. Few minutes to spare. So we're going to have a few tunes and then I'm going to leave. But don't call this the continuation of the Neil Innes radio obituary. Don't do that. It's just some more Bonzo Dog and Neil Innes. This particular Bonzo cut, by request. A very important request. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. ¶¶
people. I said, it'll never do. I can't help the way I feel when I'm with you.
Every night of the week, I guess that you could call me.